Mr. Snyder, how are you this morning?
Good, Tony. It's great to be with you.
Are you tired? Are you ready for a long nap?
I'm fired up. Yeah, we're getting down to the wire here, and it's been great response from people. So I'm just looking forward to another good day of campaigning and then actually voting tomorrow.
Well, I have been talking with pollsters and political experts. We've had Tim Skubick and John Truscott on the program, and they both basically say there's no way you're going to lose this election. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, until the votes get counted, I don't take it for granted. I mean, but I'm excited. The response has been fabulous from people. And we're just going to keep campaigning because it's about getting people on board. And there's more people out there to have an opportunity to speak to and get them on board with the Reinvent Michigan plan.
Well, Rick, it's been an interesting trek to follow you. You have allowed us to talk to you just about every week since the first week that you announced that a nerd could be governor. I don't think the nerd thing is an issue anymore, as you've really gone out and done what you said you could do and capture the imagination of the people.
Well, I appreciate that, Tony, and I've enjoyed our conversations. And hopefully, I like how you describe that, because that's what I hope to do if I'm fortunate enough to be elected governor, is I want to do what I said I was going to do, which is get Michigan on a positive path, you know, with a clear positive vision, a plan, and taking action, and stay very consistent. It's about solving problems and getting stuff done.
All right. I believe we've set the record straight on the Mackinac Bridge. We had Tim Skubick on, and he kind of went through the blow-by-blow thing. So as I told Tim, I'm not going to find the Mackinac Bridge in a pawn shop anywhere, right?
No. Nope. It's all safe. It's always been safe. It was just one of those political twists and turns again that the bridge is safe, and I'm focusing on jobs.
But what came out of my conversation with Tim Skubick was that, as you said to us many times, everything's on the table. And so there's going to be negotiation, and you are going to try to find the best deals for everything when it comes to the state.
Yeah, we do need to look hard at everything in terms of, I mean, the bridge is a one-time kind of thing that shouldn't be on the table. It's really a structural solution. Let's get a solution in place that can work for years in terms of how we do our budgeting, how we run our government. There's so many things to work on, but I'm excited to get there and get going.
What's your thought on a new bridge from Detroit to Windsor?
Well, it looks like there could be a good thing by putting in a new bridge. The question is we need to do it in a financially prudent fashion and really work through those issues. And all that information hasn't been as available as I would have liked. So that's one thing that hopefully if I get elected, I can have the opportunity to see what those numbers are and what analysis has been done to make sure it's financially prudent and is a good return for the citizens of Michigan.
Rick, I wanted to get your take, and I know you don't have a lot of time to study it, but what's your take on what's going nationally? It looks like what is going to happen tomorrow is the same thing that happened 2 years ago when the Democrats and Barack Obama had landslide victories. Well, as Tim Skubick put it, we are not very patient and not very happy about what's going on, and jobs are the bottom line, and it looks like the Republicans are going to get an opportunity.
Yeah, well, a lot of it, I would say, at the national level is hopefully we can all get to the same point we're trying to do in Michigan, where fighting is not solving things. We need to solve problems, and we have a number of huge issues at the national level. And it's just holding our state back to the degree we're having challenges there. So hopefully they can get on a positive path, too, because we got to get our economy going, and we got to create jobs for our people.
Throughout your travels throughout this state, what's been the most surprising thing you've learned?
Oh, the most surprising thing is that's a good question in terms of what comes up. I haven't run across huge surprises. I mean, the most difficult part about the campaign is just all the struggles people are going through and how tough things are in some areas of our state, both urban areas and rural areas. There's a lot of suffering going out there, and that's why this is a real serious topic that we just need to dig in and get going and, again, figure out how to create more and better jobs, and I think we have a good plan to do that.
Another Republican, former Republican governor, was chastised by his own party for his ability to reach across the aisle and get things done, and I'm talking about former Governor Milliken. Do you think you'll be able to reach across with the Democrats and get some business done?
Absolutely, and again, that's how my campaign's been run from day one, so everyone hopefully is looking forward to that. actually creating an environment where it's not about a win-lose attitude. It's about how we can all win together. And I believe that's one of the reasons hopefully I'll be successful in the election tomorrow.
All right, Rick, before I let you go, probably the most challenging question you will answer today, and that is how are you going to fix your Michigan Wolverines after their third loss in a row?
Yeah, that's been a tough story, so I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm going to stick to governor. I'm glad I'm not athletic director or coach.
All right, Rick. Well, we hope to be able to chat with you just for a couple of minutes tomorrow. We know you're going to be busy. The many conversations we've had during the last 9 months, thank you so much for the opportunity, and good luck to you.
No, it's been great. And, yeah, let's get everybody out to vote tomorrow because it's important. So I appreciate it, Tony. Look forward to talking to you soon.